With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Back on Your Feet, and it helps us bounce back in the quickest possible way from a setback. Maybe you just lost your temper and that shalom bais that you worked so hard for the past months, even years, it just shattered in smithereens on the kitchen floor. Maybe you're like an explosion in your face. Yeah, it really hurts. Maybe you just received a letter of termination from your employer, or a rejection letter from the school, or job of your choice, or maybe you just flunked your driving exam. Whatever it is, you're normal. Sure, it hurts. Roll with the pain. We all hurt all over from a setback. And that's natural and that's expected. So don't persecute yourself. Remember, we're all flesh and blood. But there's good news. The good news is that there's no law that somebody has to stay down from a setback. For sure, getting back on our feet requires a lot more strength of character than staying on our feet without ever having been knocked down. For that reason, King Solomon, who was the wisest individual that ever walked the face of the earth, he said in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16, a righteous person falls seven times but gets up again. In other words, he doesn't merit the title righteous until he's fallen at least seven times. So if that happens to a tzaddik, a righteous person, don't let a setback get you down. Because you grow from experience and especially from comebacks. And until you have a comeback, you haven't grown. And you can't have a comeback if you don't have a setback. So don't forget that even the halfback and the linebacker, the winning team, they're full of bruises and sore muscles after they won the game. And don't even ask about the boxer who won the world title. On the way to getting the world title, he got a broken nose and quite a few scars in the process, maybe even a broken rib too. So take 5 minutes and ponder the 5 points I'm going to teach you. 1 point per minute. And it's something that we all have to review again and again in our minds, because setbacks, it's part of life. These 5 points will put you back on your feet the quickest possible way, and it'll give you the motivation and the power to make your own fantastic comeback, which you have the capability of doing. You got to believe in yourself. Number one, don't ever forget that only doers fall. People who drive, they get traffic tickets sometime. And people that don't drive, they don't ever make wrong turns. Would it be ridiculous if an elderly person bragged that he never committed a traffic violation, but he never drove a car? By the same token, people that never get married, that never have been married, they might think that they have great patience and great character, but nothing tests your patience and your character like your marriage does. So the first consolation of a setback is the knowledge that you are a doer. And that's why you fail, because you fell in the middle of doing something. Number two, setbacks teach and they trigger a second effort. Once again, number two, setbacks teach and they trigger a stronger and second effort. Failure guards us against complacency and arrogance. When we fail, we realize that we're not perfect and we need to improve. Oftentimes, this second effort is far superior to even a best first effort. So don't be angry at yourself. Just try harder the second time. Failure is like a soccer team losing a goal. They all cry. They fall down. Losing team. They cry. No, the game's not over. So what? The other team might have scored a point, but the game is not over. So get back up and now go, team. A setback tells us, try harder, reach higher, and it enables us to fulfill a higher level of our potential. We know that we had to play the game hard. We had to do a little bit better than what we're doing right now. So we keep on going. We encourage ourselves. We fire ourselves up. And we get back in the game. So if you failed that driving test, it only means that you need a few more lessons and a little bit more practice. But you'll be a much better driver on the road after you have those few more lessons. And that is for your safety. It's a sham that made you flunk the test, because maybe you were ready in the neighborhood, but you're not ready to drive on the Highway 95. So don't be disappointed. Go for it. Number three. Setbacks strengthen emunah. Don't ever forget that. Setbacks strengthen emunah. If we were constantly successful, we'd walk around with our noses in the air, and then we'd be ugly, heaven forbid, because few things in the world are uglier than arrogance. Hashem loves humility, and he wants us to realize that he is the source of both our setbacks and our comebacks, our failures and our successes. He gives us the setback. It's not your fault, because Hashem wants us to do harder. He wants us to pray harder. He wants us to try harder. He doesn't want us to stay at the level we currently are. And Hashem wants us to seek his assistance to grow to a higher level. Now, we need to do a better second effort, because if our lives were a perfect string of successes, we'd almost certainly neglect our spiritual development and we'd never strengthen our emunah. Number four, experience is life's best teacher. The experience of a setback, especially a painful setback, drives a lesson home immediately. Usually, we're slow in internalizing and implementing what we learn. But after a setback, we have a golden opportunity to internalize immediately and to better ourselves immediately. That's if we have the courage to get back on our feet. Number five, small-scale setbacks assure large-scale successes. So where would an actor prefer to forget a line? In rehearsal or on stage? Of course, in rehearsal. So failure in rehearsal, it assures a better performance on stage because the actor makes a special effort to polish those rough edges of his or her performance. So sometimes these small failures are none other than preparations for great big successes. Rejections are divine filters to keep us away from unwanted paths. So if we're rejected, don't be dejected. I didn't mean to rhyme, but it works. Rejected, don't be dejected. Something better is on the way. Get fired from the job, you got a better job on the way. Somebody says no, they don't want the shidduch with you. It's because Hashem is going to have a better shidduch on the way, something better for you. So therefore, with the 5 points in mind, don't ever despair when you have a setback. That's the worst thing you could do, is to fall into despair. Just try harder, ask Hashem for help, and be positive that you'll do better the second time. So get back on your feet quick. And if it's a third time, the third time, the fourth time, the fourth time, just get back up, because depression and despair, they're from the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, the dark, spiritually impure side, to prevent you from being happy. Don't let that happen. As long as you're trying, you're going to be happy, because despair, the opposite, that perpetuates inner turmoil and creates a barrier between you and Hashem and divine light. Heaven forbid. So with these 5 points in mind, we now know to motivate ourselves, and we can mobilize the strength to make a much better comeback and get back on our feet in the fastest and easiest possible way. And it's the real deal. It works. So may Hashem bless you with success always. Amen.